Thank you so much, and welcome back to the show. Rick Tittle with you on Sports Byline USA, coast to coast, around the world on American Forces Radio Network. And you hear the dulcet tones of crisscross applesauce, and that means it is 9:40 on a Tuesday when we check in with our customary segment with our friends over at SalesportsTalk.com. And Karen Lyle joins us once again. She has a couple of interviews she'd like to play. Karen, the Vendée Globe, you got an interview coming up here, huh?
I do, and this first one is with the president of the Vendée Globe. And, of course, I'm in the midst of Paris, and everybody's speaking French. And so, actually, he doesn't speak English, so we had a translator. And I don't speak French, so this was an introduction of a wonderful race that's coming up on November 10th, and speaking with the president of the Vendée Globe, who has high hopes for these 40 skippers going out on the ocean on this grand adventure.
All right, and here it is.
This is Karen Lyle of Salesport Talk on Sports Byline, broadcasting to 100 million people in 168 countries in English. But I happen to be in Paris, and everybody speaks French here, so I have a wonderful translator to help me in this conversation with the president of the Vendée Globe, Alain Leboeuf. Thank you so much for having me as a guest here. It is an honor to be here close to the start of your race and to see these 40 skippers with their amazing preparation for this incredible journey.
Je suis très heureux de pouvoir vous parler de cette course. Cette dixième édition du Vendée Globe, des hommes et des femmes extraordinaires, des héros de la mer qui vont partir faire le tour du monde sans escale et sans assistance dans des mers qui peuvent être tantôt calmes mais aussi parfois déchaînées.
So yes, very happy to welcome you for this 10th edition of the Vendée Globe, which is a race that goes around the world without assistance and without stopovers, with these 40 skippers who are really heroes of the seas that will travel on seas that can be quiet, but sometimes can be very difficult and raging at some point.
As the president of the Vendée Globe, you are representing not only the sailors, but all the teams and the village that is set up for 3 weeks before. I understand you have more than 3 million people that come to this.
Il y a effectivement un village qui permet de faire de ce grand départ du Vendée Globe une grande fête populaire pour que les touristes, les visiteurs puissent croiser justement ces héros des mers sur les pontons, puissent voir, admirer ces merveilleux bateaux et puissent comprendre l'objet de la course.
Yes, we have a three-week village. It's a big party with all the boats and all the skippers. Our goal is that people get a chance to come across these skippers, talk with them, and discover these amazing boats that are the Imoca boats.
What does the Vendée Globe race represent to the people who live here?
C'est une merveilleuse chance d'aller découvrir l'inconnu, l'inconnu de l'immensité des océans et aussi cette confrontation du skipper avec l'inconnu et avec la difficulté de l'océan.
It is actually a way to face the elements and the very rough nature. So it's this contact between the skippers and the nature that is very interesting to all of us.
Do you admire the courage of the skippers?
Nous sommes tous admiratifs devant ces hommes et ces femmes qui doivent lutter d'abord contre eux-mêmes, contre la solitude, contre le doute. Et bien sûr qu'ils doivent lutter aussi avec leur bateau face à l'adversité de l'océan, face à ces océans qui peuvent être parfois déchaînés, et en particulier dans les mers du Sud. Oui, je suis très admiratif.
Yes, I think we all admire them, and me in particular. These men and women have to face daunting conditions. They have to face their own fears, they have to face their own doubts, and mostly they have to fear and face a nature that is stronger than anything else. So I would like to tell everyone around the world to continue to watch this and to continue to follow these amazing heroes who transfer so much adventure and make us dream, and to dive into the unknown as they do.
Thank you very much. This is Karen Lyle from Sailsport Talk on Sports Byline.
All right, very well. And coming up next, Karen, you have an interview with, in America, we would say Sam Davies. I know over there they say Sam Davis. Which one is it?
Well, she's actually an English woman who's living in France with a project benefiting a nonprofit that is in France helping children in Africa. So it was really great to talk to her. This is her fourth time doing the Vendée Globe. And last time she had a boat incident that caused her not to be able to finish the race, but we'll hear more in this interview.
Very good. And here's Karen with Sam Davis.
Karen Lyle, Sailsport Talk on Sports Byline. And I'm here in Paris with Sam Davies at the Vendée Globe media event. And Sam, it's such a pleasure to have you on the show.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
And so you're prepared for this journey?
Yeah, I'm ready, and I'm lucky enough to have done the Vendée Globe before, and I did the last edition, and Initiative Coeur were happy to carry on, and carry on supporting the charity that I race for as well, which is really important for me. And so, yeah, I'm back, ready for my fourth Vendée Globe.
What do you feel that you needed to look into from the third Vendée Globe to prepare for the fourth?
Well, for my last Vendée Globe, it was a great race, and it was the first time that I raced with a foiling Imoca, which is a second-hand boat, but we put some kind of powerful foils on, and so I learned a lot about foiling. And I had a really great boat, not one of the fastest, but pretty competitive anyway, and a great first part of the race, but then I had a big collision in the Southern Ocean with an unidentified floating object that completely destroyed the keel structure around my boat, so I had to abandon. But instead of just sailing home with my tail between my legs, I support a charity that helps kids who've got heart defects, who are born in countries where they can't get their life-saving surgery. The charity brings them to France and pays for their surgery here in France. And this charity, the way I support it is by sharing all my adventures on the social media. And so when I abandoned the Vendée Globe, I realized that if I stopped then the campaign to raise money would stop as well. And also it's incredible sailing these amazing Imocas, and it was such an opportunity just to sail around the world. So I was like, okay, this Vendée Globe's not over for me. And even though I'm not in the results, I can still sail around the world because I had a big crash, but the keel didn't fall off. We can fix it. And so we fixed the boat in 10 days in South Africa. And then I went back out and sailed the course. So instead of turning right and sailing to France, I turned left and sailed around the world. Outside of the results, but on the same race course as the Vendée Globe, kind of with a bit of inspiration from previous Vendée Globe competitors who have done that before, and in doing so then I could carry on sharing my adventure of sailing this incredible Imoca Initiative Coeur around the world with all my followers and continue raising money for the charity. And so, yeah, that lap around the planet was a bit different because started off as a race, had a really scary crash, and then, I chose to kind of get back on the saddle and get rid of the kind of scary memories of the crash and get back into loving sailing and sailing around the world. And in doing so, it almost felt like a bigger victory than if I'd have finished in the results because I made it around the world raised enough money to save 102 kids' lives in doing so. So that experience was probably one of the hardest I've ever done. To kind of get back out there after a big scary crash and sail around the world with no competitive motivation, it felt like such a success but a big frustration to not have a result, and so that's what's made me want to come back and do another attempt, and I'm still sailing for the same charity with the same sponsors. The boat's still called Initiative Coeur, but I'm lucky enough to have a new boat this time, which is even faster than the last time. And I'm going to go back out there and try and fulfill that dream of racing all the way around the world and getting a result this time.
Well, that is quite a plan B. I love that. And that gives a lot of meaning to your journey.
Yeah, for me it's really important, and this project is amazing. It was set up by a previous skipper, Tanguy de Lamotte, who actually now lives in the US, and he decided to stop professionally sailing and asked me if I'd take over the project. And he's the one that created this project that puts the charity in the forefront and not the sponsors. The sponsors are there and they're just amazingly generous, and they're the ones that give the money in return for the activity on the social media. So yeah, everyone has to come onto the Initiative Care Facebook and Instagram and TikTok and YouTube during the race, and in return for people commenting, liking and following, then my sponsors give the money, and that's just incredible to be the skipper of a project that's so generous, and that means something other than just professional sport. It's kind of selfish in a way. And there's other reasons to do it. And when we race the Vendée Globe, we inspire so many people. And I have a lot of messages from people who can't wait to follow the race, and who, in following the race, have been inspired by the sailors to change career, to do something different, or to motivate to get through getting better after an illness. There's tons of... we're racing and we change people's lives by sharing this race. But for me... to do something even more than that, and to support a charity that actually, yeah, I feel like I'm doing something that really makes a difference, and it's pretty simple the way we raise money and the way we save kids' lives, because every time my project gets to €12,000 raised, there'll be a family, mostly in African countries, the phone will ring and they'll be told that their kids can come to France and get the life-saving surgery they need to carry on and live a normal life after that. And I'm a mum, I have a kid who's healthy, and it's just crazy in this world that there's such a that in some countries that's not accessible to people, and to be able to make that difference through sport and through a sailing project is just incredible. So yeah, I'm really proud to be there, and yeah, I love competition and I'm there to do results, but the charity and the charity goal is just as important for me.
So are you representing a country in this race?
My project, my boat is a French flag boat. Initiative Care is a French project with a French charity, and I live in France, but I am British. There's a little bit of both sides, and for right until now, we've only had French winners of the Vendée Globe, so I'm kind of a fan of one day a foreigner will win this race.
The very best of luck in not only scoring results, but maybe winning the race. That would be lovely.
And saving lots of kids' lives. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much for being on the show.
Thanks.